For WKU Public Radio, along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Colin Jackson. President Trump announced this week that international students on F-1 visas would have to return to their home countries if they're not enrolled in in-person classes this fall. The move took many in higher education by surprise, including Western Kentucky University Associate Provost for Global Learning and International Affairs, John Sunnygard.
I learned about it from a message, a notification that came across from CNN.
Was there any effort on behalf of the administration, to your knowledge, at least to reach out to any universities to give them an update on the policy?
No, there was not. This actually came as quite a surprise to us.
There are about 250 to 300 F-1 visa holders that were expected to be on campus this fall. How many of them are in danger of potentially having to go home?
Each individual student is going to be very different. Not all of the courses, as I understand it, they haven't registered for all their courses. And so we don't know, you know, we're working with them to figure out how they can make sure that they are registered for courses in a way that does not jeopardize their visa status. That's what our focus really is on.
What is the outreach look like to try to reach these students to make sure that they have the resources they need?
Yeah, sure. So what we use many different modalities of communicating with our students. So, you know, WeChat for the Chinese students, email, you know, we use email for everyone, but students don't always check their email. So, you know, we do WhatsApp, we are communicating via social media. You know, we want students to contact us so that we can give them the best advice and information so they can make the best decisions that will enable them to continue and succeed in their academic program.
Are you concerned about this having a lasting impact on whether students abroad come to the U.S. for higher education versus studying in England, for example?
Oh, absolutely. The United States has the best higher education system on the planet, and it is, you know, it has been and continues to be, I think, the most attractive destination, you know, for students to pursue an education. But we're expensive. Recent, you know, last couple of years, we've had a lot of very hostile messages coming out of the United States that are making people feel less welcome to come here. And those have exacerbated, you know, during the pandemic.
Dr. Caboni was among one of the first in the state to announce that students will return to the Hill in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this new guidance means even if the coronavirus does spike and it no longer looks as appetizing as it did when it was announced, that WKU kind of is handcuffed in that decision that students must return to the fall just in terms of being able to keep these students here, being able to finish their degrees?
Well, I am confident that Dr. Caboni and the university will make a decision on the basis of the health and safety of everyone in our community and what's best for our community. And I can't speculate on, you know, his decision process, but he has always articulated that the health of the community is the most important priority.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you speaking with me today.
Sure. Thanks, Colin.
Speaking with WKU Associate Provost for Global Learning and International Affairs, John Sunnygard. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.